The quickest way to change your life is to change your inner circle. That was a statement made by Gary Vaynerchuk. And of course, it was a quote posted on his Instagram page a couple weeks back, I think. If you don't know me, this is Boo Madu. I am the producer, creator, and architect behind The Grind Scheme of Things, which is the podcast you're listening to right now. And I wanted to address that particular quote you heard a moment ago and share some insight about it. One of my Instagram followers and friends, you know, it always kind of seems once someone sort of comments on your posts and interacts with messaging, you know, there's always this familiarity that kind of gets cultivated. So I kind of feel like they're a friend. So on Instagram, the question came to my inbox about this particular quote. And it was, well, how do I do that, right? And that was the question. How do I do that? And so based on that, I felt the need to just share a few points or a few perspectives on how to do that. So the quote was, you know, the best way to change your life is to change your inner circle, I believe, if I'm not misquoting. And it really begins. So there's a couple things, actually. There's a word play in there. I believe that the first inner circle to address and change and take responsibility for is the inner circle of the heart, the inner circle of the soul, the inner circle of the inner being, the inner circle of your thoughts, the inner circle of your mind, the inner circle of your consciousness, the inner circle of your awareness. If these components of your humanity are overlooked or unaddressed or disrespected or not honored, you know, the life that follows is not going to be that appealing or enjoyable or pleasant. So let's just start there. And when you start there, you start to notice that what you honor in those inner circles that I just mentioned has a magnetic quality or has magnetic properties that then give you permission and others permission to draw near, right, in support of what you've permitted internally. So then there's that other inner circle that cosigns, that comes aboard or is aligned with whatever you have already consented to within your own inner circle of the heart, inner circle of the soul, inner circle of the mind, inner circle of the consciousness of your awareness, and so on and so forth. And those who circle around your inner circle are either supporting you in alignment with your life path, or they're a distraction or a disruption or an interruption. And you can't blame anyone else but yourself or take responsibility for it, or displace responsibility for it, if you're not willing to really look and ask yourself, how are you honoring your inner circle? The inner circles that I just mentioned a moment ago, of the mind and the spirit and the heart, and so on and so forth. Now, the question might then be, well, how do I do that? Well, one of the things is, I'd say, take a weekend alone. You can start with a day if a weekend is too many days together. But take a day alone. Take a day alone and start to notice how much of you celebrate, how much of you appreciate, how much of you are still in love with or not in love with. You know, how much of you are you able to embrace as is without wishing something was different? When you can allow this time frame, when you can allow yourself that kind of solitude without being anxious, without being nervous, without feeling like something's wrong with you, but really recognizing how everything is whole and right with you, you then can engage and connect with the outside world in a way that really gives you a life change. And I think that's the answer to this. And it's not sort of an end-all be-all answer, but it's sort of the equivalent of that's the direction you want to be moving in with regards to. And this is not just specific to the inquirer around this question, but I think it maps on to all of us who have questions about, well, how do you change your inner circle, right? And I think there's another piece of that question of how do you change your inner circle, which is how do you change your inner circle without seeming rude, crude, disrespectful, selfish, ignorant, neglectful, et cetera, et cetera. You know, how do you really change your inner circle without feeling or having to fend off attacks of your or that you think you're better, or you think you're not, you know, you can't hang with the old crew, you know, you're not cool, and nobody, you know, really wants to do that. But if you're like over 20, at least your mid-20s, I think, and you're still vulnerable to accusations of you know, you don't want to play nice with others just because you take responsibility for playing nice with you first. If you're, you know, sort of influenced by that, we got some other things we got to address. But assuming that you don't allow that to kind of get into your space, there's a great opportunity here for you to just really begin to embrace all those inner circles that I mentioned a moment ago again, first, and then allowing everything else to come after that. And when that happens, I'm promising you, you will never regret it. You know, you just won't never regret it. Speaking from experience, I have no problem letting anybody go that is not really welcomed into the inner circle of my heart or mind or consciousness. It's not because I'm mean, not because I'm evil. It's because I really care about myself. I've been through enough trauma and suffering to not allow another human being to deliver on those goods. That's not how we're not going that way. Too old for that. And you got to get to that point for yourself where you say, no, I'm too old to tolerate anything less than what's best for me. And it starts with what inner circle conversations I'm having so that I can have an inner circle of others who are aligned with those inner conversations that I'm having with my inner circle, you know, and then life starts getting good again. So I'll close out with that. Hope this has been of value. I know I've had to, in funny way, circle back over the same principle, but it's just worth it, because if it's what it takes to sink in, then that's what it takes to sink in. But that's how you change your life, you know? To change your inner circle, you just so have to be, you have to exclude people in the world and just hang with you for a little bit and fall in love with that inner circle before you then allow others into it and around it. All right, guys. I appreciate you. I love you. And please honor the the sacred space of your own inner circle for the sake of your happiness. All right, have a great one. This is Boo Medu signing off with the Grind Scheme. Talk to y'all soon. If you have any questions, comments, and celebrations, screw the concerns. Comments and celebrations, you're welcome to reach out to me on Instagram. I'm at the handle Boo Medu, I believe. And if you're interested in the 24-hour blueprint, while it's still available, complimentary, you can visit www.24hourblueprint.com and you will receive your very own 24-hour blueprint e-playbook, which is one of the most remarkable works on time management and productivity and happiness generation ever. So you'll know why that's such a bold claim or statement when you read it. So head over to 24hourblueprint.com and grab that. And like I said, if you have any questions, reach out to me on Instagram at BuiMadu, B-U-I-H-E-M-A-D-U. All right, guys. Appreciate you. Love you. Talk to you all soon. Bye.